Harry sat there, horror-struck. He had never known, never in 4 years bothered to find out.
"The Longbottoms were very popular," said Dumbledore. "The attacks on them came after Voldemort's fall from power, just when everyone thought they were safe. Those attacks caused a wave of fury such as I have never known. The Ministry was under great pressure to catch those who had done it. Unfortunately, the Longbottoms' evidence was, given their condition, none too reliable."
"Then Mr. Crouch's son might not have been involved," said Harry slowly. Dumbledore shook his head.
"As to that, I have no idea."
Harry sat in silence once more, watching the contents of the pensive swirl. There were two more questions he was burning to ask, but they concerned the guilt of living people.
He said, "Mr. Bagman has never been accused of any dark activity since," said Dumbledore calmly.
"Right," said Harry hastily, staring at the contents of the pensive again, which were swirling more slowly now that Dumbledore had stopped adding thoughts. But the pensive seemed to be asking his question for him. Snape's face was swimming on the surface again. Dumbledore glanced down into it, and then up at Harry.
"No more has Professor Snape," he said.
Harry looked into Dumbledore's light blue eyes, and the thing he really wanted to know spilled out of his mouth before he could stop it. "What made you think he'd really stop supporting Voldemort, Professor?" Dumbledore held Harry's gaze for a few seconds and then said,
"That, Harry, is a matter between Professor Snape and myself."
Harry knew that the interview was over. Dumbledore did not look angry, yet there was a finality in his tone that told Harry it was time to go. He stood up, and so did Dumbledore.
"Harry,"
he said as Harry reached the door,
"please do not speak about Neville's parents to anybody else. He has the right to let people know when he is ready."
"Yes, Professor," said Harry, turning to go.
"And..."
Harry looked back. Dumbledore was standing over the pensive, his face lit from beneath by its silvery spots of light, looking older than ever. He stared at Harry for a moment and then said,
"Good luck with the third task."